This is Davin's Den.
All right, last segment before the Afterbirth show. When you get to see us, and my residue of failure. Pip, why don't you? We're going to do some Ann Jackson. Briefly explain what the hell we're doing, please.
Well, Ann Jackson was someone who was scammed out of some money by bad people, and so she decided to put herself out there as an expert on scammers. She hasn't really gotten the whole picture, though, and so in trying to set herself up as a scammer expert, she actually ended up unwittingly or maybe kind of sort of did it on purpose, leading some other innocent people towards scammers to be scammed again. And so we have a lot of conversations between Davin and Anne where he tries to explain that these people are scammers and what she's supposed to be looking for. And half the time she understands and the other half of the time she really doesn't. So in the meantime, while we're listening to the stories of Davin's exploits trying to explain reality to Anne, we pick out words and phrases that she uses a lot. We try to guess how many times she's going to use them in tonight's episode. Our first category is Mr. Davin. Our second category is Brown Cotton. And our third category is Fuck You.
All right, Mr. Davins, I will go with 7.
Okay.
Brown Cotton, I'm going to go with 2.
Okay.
Fuck You, I'm going to go with 10.
I like that ratio.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're going with for a longer segment than usual. So I'm going to say 10 Mr. Davins. I'm going to say 5 Brown Cotton. And 6 Fuck You. And then Joe's Girl will catch up with us in a little bit. And in the meantime, Davin, I say proceed.
You know, I think one of my scammers killed herself off.
What?
I think she might have killed herself off.
Oh, wait.
Says you.
Oh, Joe's Girl says 6 Mr. Davins, 2 Brown Cottons, and 2 Fuck Yous.
We just did Brown Cotton. We did the fucking Ava Braun story. How much more are we going to do?
Oh, there was Pink Silk, not Brown Cotton.
Dateline, September 11th, 2016. Mr. Davin!
There's one.
These days, I do not come online, often due to jobs.
I'm free. Hello.
In fact, what I said is truth, but you still believe in the scam.
Yeah.
This is the lawyer who I contact. In fact, some law enforcement agents look for
me.
Hello, her real name. Actually, I did not send an email to you on my own volition, but it was circumstanced by the contact to me from one Alan Green, who claimed to be one of the investigators under an investigating team called Bar Council of UK, with an email address as bar_council_UK@mail2world.com.
That's legit.
Sure.
I was asked to confirm if you were really in a financial transaction that had lingered for a long period, which I answered in affirmative. And I was informed that they are handling the cases of lost money to majorly African countries, of which I thought might help.
I'm sorry, majorly African countries? They're either African countries or they're not.
Shithole countries. Majorly shithole countries.
Majorly shithole.
I am not too sure of the end result, but I am only keeping faith because Bar Council was mentioned, and I am here advising that you cooperate if contacted, and let's see if there will be light at the end of the tunnel as long as it will not be financially inconvenienced to you. Regards, James. What could possibly go wrong?
Laughter ensues.
And another email using her real name. It is really not out of place if you had to lose hope in the law enforcement agents and politicians, but it will not augur well if you willingly wish to reject such a genuine offer of assisting you to recover your lost fund as promised, even without professional charges. Here, I don't understand your reasons of withdrawal, but if it is what you really need to be cool, so be it. Be cool, man.
Be cool, man.
But the truth of the matter is that nobody will further look for you if you willingly turn down the offer. This is your last chance, bitch.
Yeah.
Let your heart be at rest if you insist that you are not interested. Hope this has completely answered your question. Regards. September 23rd, 2016, I respond. These are emails from scammers.
I don't know how many times you said that to her, just that phrase.
Yeah.
Did you, like, actually have that sat somewhere so you could cut and paste it?
No, it's a short enough sentence. Funny. Oh, that's another thing with scammers. Like, on a lot of the things that I'm using, like on Instagram or Facebook, whatever, like you see them typing. Once in a while, boom, like a whole paragraph of shit will appear. Like, you know they just cut and paste, but you got to play dumb. Like it happened yesterday. I go, oh, where'd you get that from? Is that from a song? No, my heart. Was it? It barely even involves what the fuck we were talking about.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Was that from my heart? Yeah,
from
really.
My heart.
More like I heart.
September 24th, 2016. She writes, this lawyer may get hacked. I just told you someone sent him mail, and he told
me.
By the way, I really found scammers from USA. I filed the complaint at IC3. I have no time online too often. I also posted on scam site. Thanks. Bye for now. November 4th, 2016. It's my birthday.
Oh, yay.
Mr. Davin.
Two.
This is Mr. Hensel. He's.
Hi.
Hi, Mr. Hensel.
This is Mrs. Gretel.
That's Hensel.
Yeah, I know.
So it'd be. All right. He's going to send money to.
Me.
Because he said he is reliable source to know.
Me.
He asked
me
to offer him my personal info. By logical thinking, this is an online scam involving in money laundering. These people go by under IMF funds, International Monetary Fund, and UN funds. I already posted on the net in order to show up the truth. Below is the email coming from so-called Hensel Karsten. Julius Berger International GmbH. Gustav Nakatakal Strebi. I don't know. It's from fucking Germany. Honorable, I am Enger Carsten Hensel, Technical Director, Julius Berger, International GmbH. Oh, Germany. I write you officially. Why don't they fucking write in their own language?
I am Enger.
You will give me the funds?
You will?
There will be no questions.
Only if you give me the panties.
Nine.
Well, I was going to settle for one, but I'll take that. Officially to know if you are willing to sell your contract inheritance award information with the International Monetary Fund to us since you have not been able to receive your fund. We understand that your fund has already been declared paid to the International Monetary Fund by the corrupt bank government officials that handled your fund payment. And all this while you have been fighting to receive your fund without knowing that the corrupt bank government officials that have handled your fund payment diverted your fund to a trading company in Panama. And have been trading with your fund on stocks and bonds without your knowledge and still frustrating, ripping you off by making you pay bills to frustrate you. We understand. I feel your pain.
Pay. Oh, wait. You did the good Bill Clinton finger with the,
I did the Bill
thumb
Clinton.
With the.
Now I found like they all do it, but Bill Clinton was like the first.
Yeah, he was the first one to shake the fist with that little thumb.
I feel your pain.
Strange
I'm jerking
thumb
off
grip.
A dwarf.
Yeah, right. There'll be cigars.
For everyone.
No! Move on! Move on!
Don't make me turn the spotlight on you. Follow it.
Move on!
I'll have my wife kill y'all if we do that.
Oh, stop.
Oh, God. We do that.
We have very high understanding with the World Bank and government of United States of America. We also have connection with top IMF director. Oh, thank God you guys showed up. We're making you an offer to sell your contract inheritance award information to us. While we pay you directly through one of our offshore banking accounts and go to the fund with the information which you will give us.
Their offshore banking account.
I know.
they're
saying the corrupt banks, and then they're talking about offshore bank accounts.
Well, if you're having trouble, we have this mob loan shark that we use. So fuck these guys are killing me.
We got Vinny the Thumbs.
Yeah, Vinny the Thumbs.
Know.
I await your response.
Sure, look, that's hysterical.
I know.
You doubt their sincerity?
No, I applaud it. They're so fucking wrong. They're very upfront with being very back.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, three.
This is where I post it. Then she shows me. She posted to a couple of anti-scam sites. November 14, 2016, I write, yes, it is a scam and should be avoided. So then I do not have
You're a wet blanket.
Instead of being a sticky sock.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? The sticky sock is better than the wet blanket.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Hey, work your own side of the room. Then I don't talk. That was November 2016. We don't have a conversation until July 2nd, 2017.
Wow.
What?
Because if you've noticed, I'm not really engaging much with her anymore.
No, you're just like, they're scammers.
Yes.
Stop it.
Yes.
Wake up.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Yes.
So this is July 2nd, 2017. Mr. Davin!
Oh, four.
How are you doing? 6 years have been passed since I got scammed. I called FBI. 6 years.
Wow.
I called FBI, Interpol. I went to local police and consulted one good international lawyer in Japan. There are three biggest scammers scamming
Me.
When I got scammed in 2011, you could see the mail addresses. Scammer names, James H. Miller, a fake U.S. soldier. This man told me he could help me arrest scammers. He lies! He cheated on my money. He saw other Benjamins. This man destroys my life and my previous jobs. He made
me
lose my credibility. No, dear, you did that.
Yes.
He is a fucking asshole. He's not a soldier, but a fucking scammer. This man introduced the biggest scammer called David Copper to
me.
All right, she's getting the drift. David Copper is the big snakehead.
Oh, big copperhead
big
snake.
Big snakehead. He lies to
me
because he said the victims can get funds back if we victims apply for it. That is a typical recovery scam. I am the one who believed in it before.
Wow. She's sounding very concrete.
We've been here before.
Yeah, we have.
What happened to
me
is I never get any get fucking money back. He is criminal cheating on my money. I paid over $90,000 for so-called my fucking legal funds. This is real scam. Another scammer. He called himself Dr. Newton. This is new.
Who?
Dr. Newton.
Dr. Newton.
Wow.
He's partners with Fig. Man, I got more play than I thought. All right, I'll take it. That stunk of nice, but I'll take what I can get.
Yeah, right, on a day like this, yeah.
Yeah, on a day like this, where laughs are hard to come by.
Yeah, it's important to store. Any huddler, yeah.
Even, yeah, I'll take any huddler you can get. Yeah.
Any huddle, I'll half a hoe. He's a fucking liar. I collected all the evidence, and I will expose what is going on. This man is real assholes.
Still duplicate assholes. When are you going to save up enough money for that operation?
I was born that way. It's not nice to make fun.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
scammers are criminal. I will tag all of them on net. You're it. They lie. They ask the victims to pay for the so-called fucking legal documents. In fact, no victims get money back. I know. They work together to scam victims. This is called recovery scam. I like how she's fucking educating me now.
I was just going to say, like, you know what? I haven't talked to you in months, and all of a sudden it's like, hi, let me reiterate my life.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is all shit I know.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, five.
Kindly expose the truth. They lie. They took my money because they said that it is for legal procedure. In fact, it is never-ending payment. It's fucking scam, the real recovery scam. My case is like this. All of this is real online scam. They should be exposed. I made videos before because they scammed me so much money, destroying my life. Please tell the people about this. Thank you. I will contact BBC News, too.
Oh, okay.
My word. Is this Dan Jackson? Guess we'll use this.
Well, the highest authority.
Put this right out. Okay, sir. I'll put it right out. Why am I a cockney working in a news organization? I don't know. But this Ann Jackson seems a sensible lot.
I was helping.
Explosions! Explosions, thank you.
You're welcome. I wanted Pip to enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
She's our pal.
Thank you.
You're welcome. July 3rd, 2017. I write, hi. I hope you are well. I do have a bit of potential good news for you. I am not sure if you are aware, but Western Union lost a big class action suit, and some people will be getting some money back. It involves no fees or fake officials to put in a claim. Here is the article. And this is from www.ftc.gov. That news. This is real.
Okay.
Western Union lost the lawsuit, and they paid it out.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
I reported that on the show.
Yeah. So I'm sending you the article. I go, keep checking this site. It is an official USA Gov site. You can tell it's official because it ends in .gov. but people don't know that.
I know, but it's like really laying out the obvious.
Well,
I know, but not to her.
The Pentagon doesn't use hotmail.com.
Hopefully this will help you in some way. Best. He goes, hi, Mr. Davin.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Davin, well, six.
Newton told me that I can get back my money according to the law and that there's gravity in these here parts.
Ah, that was a foot race.
I won, yay! My funds are legal. Newton sent
me
emails to tell
me.
Thanks for your info. I just finished my jobs, a hand job, a blow job. I am so busy with some important jobs. I have no time online. Mr. Davin.
Oh, seven.
He told
me
to pay for the fucking fees for the legal documents to release the funds to
me.
I do not believe this anymore. It is never-ending payment. Yes, I know. Mr. David. No credit.
No credit.
How you dealt with my case is the same as fucking Newton. I think she's writing to David Copper, Brown Gun. Yeah, David Copper. Return the fees to
me.
This man never sends
me
money, so he is a scammer. Shame on you. You eat my money, doing nothing. Return the fees to
me.
Shame, you are scammers, real scammers. I will expose the truth how you will kill people. I guess the authorities will notice about this when the FBI see the story. Return the money to
me.
Mr. Davin. By the way, it has not fucking registered what I showed her.
No.
A legitimate way to actually get some money back, and she's going down this.
Nope, she's going down this path.
So as I said, Mr. Davin, I will list the scammers to you and kindly post it on net. These three people are scammers. I sent mail to FBI, and I will send it again. They tried to kill
me,
and they destroyed my career before. You can see their mail address at CC Part. Thanks. July 4th, 2017. I don't know what the fuck that was. July 5th, 2017. Mr. Davin!
Ooh, nine.
I am so busy with my jobs. I have three jobs. This is why I do not come online often. I come under my covers frequently.
Or at a bar.
Sure. It's not that type. Maybe my videos work. No. Some people copy my videos and spread it to another country. Thanks for your info. I will apply for it soon. That a girl!
Oh, finally!
July 14th, 2017. Mr. Davin!
Oh, 10.
I am so busy with my jobs. I have three jobs. This is why I do not come online often. Maybe it's the fucking same thing.
Is she cutting and pasting the same phrase?
She did the same thing, so you don't get another Mr. Davin for that.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. It's the same fucking thing. No.
Oh, damn. We're stuck on nine.
You do get this, Mr. Davin.
All right.
Mr. Davin!
10.
Thanks for your info. I CC two scammers, and you can see their mail address. They give me fucking fake info, and this is why I lost lots of money, too. These people should be arrested. Kindly post it on your page. In order to keep the evidence, I also post the truth on another anti-scam sites. I already sent it to FBI, and I'm awaiting for FBI reply. Good luck with that. Or I will take actions to call FBI on Tuesday Japan time. Thank you so much. September 2nd, 2017. Subject, Mr. Davin!
Oh, 11.
I'm part of the subject. You are right. You are very right. Yes, I am.
Finally, she sees.
These two scammers are fucking criminals. Scammer, David Copper. Scammer, James Harrison Miller. These two are fake U.S. soldiers. I know. I'm saying.
Yeah, duh.
I report them to FBI. I will report them to at least 20 times at IC3. They are fucking liars. I will let them show on net everywhere. We are plowing through days right now.
I know. I noticed that we've in a matter of minutes, we've gone through months.
Yes. This is September 18th, 2017. Mr. Davin!
Oh, 12.
I got the mail from these scammers. By the way, I am not lucky because I do not get any reply from Western Union.
Mm.
So this is scammers. Scott Sinclair. That's a new name. Newton. International Credits Swiss Urich at SwissMail.com.
Oh, boy.
Scammer David Copper. Mail General Duncan Hamilton. EFCC at Activist.com. Mr. Newton has been sacked from duty.
That's
yes. A balls fall. Take note that your card has been credited. We have also noticed that some part of the funds were credited into an African bank, of course they were, account, which means some individuals are trying to steal your funds. In UK, you have an amount of $49,000. So indicate how much we should credit into an ATM prepaid card as soon as we receive an official POA. What's a POA?
I don't know.
From you.
Oh,
Power of attorney.
Power of attorney.
Regards, Dr. Scott Sinclair. Yes, give over your power of attorney to somebody you don't know.
Right.
Why wouldn't we use your own fucking attorney?
Yeah, really.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah. What could possibly go wrong?
You can withdraw from U.S. $1,000 to $5,000 per day, so we can credit the total amount and send only the card to you. All the fees for crediting and sending, which is only 250 pounds, I think? Sterling pounds. Mm-hmm. Waiting for your info, address, telephone, and ID. This we will use in creating and sending you prepaid card to you ASAP. Regards, Mr. Scott Sinclair.
So she's got to send £250 to get at her $49,000 sitting in a British bank. Yeah, huh?
It's amazing how she just accumulates more scammers.
Yes.
September 19th, 2017, I write, inquire with your attorney in Japan to see if you can make a claim in the class action suit against Western Union. I'm not fucking answering this nonsense.
Yeah, yeah.
It may not cover Japanese citizens. I'm not sure. Your attorney should be able to get you an answer and help you.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to help this woman and not entertain the nonsense anymore.
Right, right.
September 20, 2017. Mr. Davin!
Oh, my God. Baker's dozen.
Before I sent mails to the FBI, truly speaking, I have no more phone calls from Malaysia, Singapore, and Thailand from 2013. Those scammers are maybe arrested. No. I just want to say that those victims not belonging to U.S. citizens maybe should pay. Maybe. Who knows? So she's trying to justify paying.
These fees?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
October 2nd, 2017. She sends me a news article. Mr. Davin, I am happy with this news. Please see it. My videos really help people. Thanks. And she sends me another one from a scam site. Another news says 26 Yahoo boys, those are the, they used to be Yahoo Messenger.
Yeah.
But there's not anymore, are arrested in August. I'm happy because the videos to expose the truth. Another story. You could see the scam.
So can I ask a question? Did you actually play one of her videos?
I have in the past.
Are they nonsense?
No. I mean, they're like pictures of like scammers and like pictures of like identity theft victims with music.
Mm. Okay.
I mean.
Not helpful.
I mean.
to see a picture that, oh, this is a scammer.
Right.
It could be. And yeah, I think she like posted the the names of scammers, like Brown Cotton, but, you know. So, marginally.
Right.
Getting people arrested, nay. You can see the scammers in USA are arrested. Lawrence Njabon Francis, 37, and Lawrence Nana Jacante, 26. A 10 slipper. Says, what's Nana? N-A-N-A.
Nana.
Nana.
Na, 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 na,
na. Na 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 na.
Yeah, your version's better. Play the keyboards. Attend Slippery Rock University on student visas. Both have been arrested on bond. Has been set for $100,000. A third man, Emmanuel Nquate, 31, entered the country through Mexico.
Italian guy.
Entered the country through Mexico, Joe. If we only built that wall.
That's right.
Oh, my God. It could have saved everything.
Claiming refugee status. This is everything Trump's been telling us.
Oh, there he is.
He's so right.
There's the one. I bet he's a rapist.
They're sending their worst. Police are still searching for Nquate. I know where he's in. He's in one of those fucking cities where you can't go in.
He's in a bank
vault. He's in a sanctuary city.
He's in a bank vault.
October 12, 2017. Mr. Davin!
15.
I got mail from Western Union.
Oh, she did.
She did. I go, good. Would you like to forward it to me so I can see if it appears authentic and not a scam?
Yes.
Well, no, I'm trying to help this one.
I know.
I just got the mail today. I checked the IP and I do not reply. So this is what she sends to me. From Timo Gobi.
Oh, Jesus.
At iris.ocn.ne.jp.
Jesus Christ.
Attention to. Send money worldwide from the desk of Western Union at cash transfer. Official address gives an address. Immobile, Econo Bank. Attention, dear beneficiary. This office have received official message from the International Monetary Fund to keep on sending you your compensation payment total of $1,200,000 U.S. dollars through Western Union Swift Money Transfer Services today. But the maximum amount you will receive be receiving every day is $5,000. No, I can't wait. According to your state or country's international financial transfer regulation as reflected in our transfer system daily until your fund is completely transferred. This special arrangement is being used to avoid all scrupulous demands by both the states and federal authorities that have previously delayed your payment till date. We shall need your maximum cooperation to ensure that strictness and confidence is maintained to avoid any further delays. Don't fucking tell no one's doping.
Yeah.
The above arrangement has been signed and endorsed by United Nations. Not all of them, just one. International Monetary Fund.
Guess which one?
Given credence that this transaction is devoid of any form of illegality. Illegality, that's the word.
Illegality.
There you go.
Note that your first payment doesn't bear your name as a receiver yet until you contact the Western Union agent. So please contact the accredited Western Union agent for the details of your first payment of $5,000 and reconfirm your correct details that you will like your first transfer to be programmed with such as receiver's name, destination, where you would like the transfer to be sent, and your cell phone number for urgent communication. If the need arises, make sure you copy, reply, and contact the agent through his office email noted in this message and call his direct line as soon as you receive this email. Below is the agent name for you to contact him immediately. Reconfirm your full information below. Agent name, Maxwell Samba. And the email address. Well,
otherwise known as Maxwell Not So Smart.
Yeah, not Charlie Charleston, huh?
The email is westernu137@gmail.com.
Oh, my God. And notice it's like, don't, you know, you have to reply to what's in this email. Don't reply to anything else. Don't be talking to Western Union. Reply to what's in this email. Come on.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, my God, 16. How did they know?
It is scam. I do not reply.
Oh, phew.
She's getting there. Good girl.
Okay.
October 13, 2017, I reply. Obviously a scam. Who did you discuss a Western Union refund with besides me?
Okay, good.
She says, no one. I sent mail to the link that you gave me. Usually I, oh, that was so long.
Sorry.
I usually do not reply the mails. October 14, 2017. She sends me a news article. Trump just made war in Iran. Did he? Mr. Davin, this scam is connected to terrorism. Did you write that? You got that, girl?
Yeah, I got it.
To terrorism. North Korean hackers make lots of money for their country. It seems to
me
that the war will happen at any time from Asia. Guam is also in danger. Yeah, they were fucking sending missiles over and fucking shit going on. Japan, too. We're all fucked. Yeah, I know.
We're all
fire
fucked.
And fury. We know. I got you. Let's see. Korea says attack you. October 16, 2017, I write, deal with Western Union exclusively through this site.
Yes.
So I go wucare.westernunion.com as customer-care-home. So
Just them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Davin.
Ooh, wow.
I try to look for some info from Amazon. Wow, there are many good books about online scam. This is why I post them on my blog. I guess more and more people or authorities will attention this issue. Gives me a
will attention this issue.
She says, thanks. I said, you're welcome. November 8, 2017. Mr. Davin.
Oh, my God. 19.
This is, she gives her real name. See, Western Union sent me email. I am happy for it. With regards. And then this is the email from info@westernunionremission.com. You see the difference?
Yeah.
You see that?
And yes.
No, no, no Gmail. No, no Hotmail. No, no AOL.
No Mr. Gumbo.
No. All right. There we go. All right. So I got to figure out
where we left off, kind of.
Right.
Like, there was this. Sorry, gang. We froze, but I think we lost about 4 minutes what we were talking about. It's hard to reconstruct that and go back. What were we talking about 4 minutes ago? Shit, I don't remember what I was talking about a minute ago, 30 seconds ago. Except, fuck, why is this working?
This is what happens when you throw shit away.
Well, you know, it's normally, if you could see what we're doing, when Davin is reading off the stories, he's reading from his emails, and he, like, tosses the piece of paper on the floor. But now, since we've lost some minutes, he's on the floor trying to find the page where he left off.
To give him an example, if you'll watch a stripper pick up dollar bills off the floor. Amber's down there trying to figure where we were 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, he's got some really sweaty 20s in his plum sack there. But I don't want to spend that money. Do you know, like, you know how in stores they have in the summer, they have things like, you know, you can't use money that you pull out of your bra or something, because they, like, people like shove their money in their bras, and then they come into stores with their sweaty money and they hand it to people. It's like, ew. I know.
It's disgusting.
Is that nasty? If you think about it, we had to have, there's a lot of training videos that I had to go through that have nothing to do with my position,
right?
But they have to do with some people in the larger company,
right?
So, like, you know, safety regulations, right, and things. I actually had to watch a video on the proper way to wash your hands, and somebody supervised that in orientation that I could do it.
All right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to basically summarize what happened.
Okay, yeah, no, that's the best thing to do.
So I put Anne in contact with the real Western Union.
Yeah, because of the article that you sent her.
Yes. And so she started going back with the real Western Union.
Yeah.
Which sounded, talking to the real Western Union sounded much different than talking to fake Western Union.
Yeah, they're totally professional.
You're right.
They use real websites.
So here's some of it. So she has, so they tell her they had to sign the petition and have a record of sending money. So she's telling them, kindly advise me how to sign the petition. I have a record of sending money. She's talking to Western Union.
Right.
I kept some record, and I did consult the international lawyer. I called FBI and sent mails to the Interpol before. Hope to hear from you soon. And I got the news from one of my friends who I know got scammed. No, I didn't get fucking scammed.
Yeah, unless she got the article from somebody else.
She did not.
She knows, she got it from you.
From me.
And you got scammed.
I did it.
Yes, I know.
I hope she chokes on the money. Give me my credit. I deserve all the credit. It was me, not Obama.
That's right.
You choked my money.
I personally captured ISIS.
Like, he gets upset and not really getting the facts straight.
I know, and this is a surprise.
I'm tired of people fucking shit up, Joe.
She is assholes.
You're dealing with the wrong woman.
Really?
So I tell her, keep checking the site. It's the official USAGov site. You can tell because hopefully this will help you out. So she gets more correspondence with them. This is from the claims analyst. So she asks how it applied. Yes, it happened to me in 2011. I got scammed and lots of threats from scammers. If you believe you were a victim of fraud described above, you made a wire transfer through Western Union between January 1st, 2004 and January 19th, 2017, you may be eligible for remission. I can show you the record of funds transfer via Western Union. And they write to her, hello, all victims must file a petition for remission in order to be considered for a payment. When the remission process begins, many victims will receive petitions with pre-populated loss amounts and can be returned online or in the mail to the claims administrator. If you don't receive a pre-filled petition, a blank form
will be made available. If you already reported your loss to Western Union, the company should have your information in its database. If you're worried it's not there, you can contact Western Union to be sure. So they give the 100 number or online 800 number. If you have paperwork related to your money transfer, keep it in case you need to submit it during the remission process. Best regards, Western Union Remission Claims Administrator. Not some fakakta name.
Mr. McGumbo.
She writes, to Western Union, I'm one of the victims who got hit by a scam. I lost lots of money. They tell her, yes, when they open up the doors for people to file claims, you are more than welcome to file via mail or online at the website provided.
That's a really strange turn of a phrase, though, when they open up the doors.
That is strange.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it?
It is. That would, like, raise a red flag.
Yeah, that bothered me. I was like, what are
you... But you know what? I've seen so many official documents of late that would make you scratch your head and go, that can't be from a real official. And yet it is.
And it is.
Call me. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Call me, baby. Like, it's a fucking song from 2010. You know, I remember...
I don't know what you're talking
about.
What document said call me, baby?
Well, it didn't say call me, baby.
Oh, okay.
It said call me at the end.
Oh.
I could destroy your economy. Be cool, man. Be cool.
That's right. That's right.
Be cool, man. Chill out. Can't we all just look at Ivanka's ass and have a good time?
Be cool, honey, buddy. Be cool, honey, buddy.
My kids have all the best asses.
Be cool, Ringo.
Hey, Dad, stop it. That's Eric. What are you shaking your head for, Joe? That's what we feel.
We're feeling that. Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, my God.
No, it's not a new one. We had it already.
Oh, that's right.
I got lots of threats from scammer from Thai, Malaysia, Singapore. My friend Jimmy is dead. That is what I know. No, you don't.
No, don't.
I told you, I wonder if I'm going to lose a friend.
What do you mean?
I'm one of my scammers.
Oh, yeah, the one who fake offed herself?
She took an overdose of pills.
Yeah, really, did she? Really?
Why would they lie?
Oh.
Why would you doubt that? I mean, I love this woman.
Because I'm evil to the core. Come on, you do?
What I love about you.
I'm evil to the core because I'm evil to the core. Well, the way you say that, so dead, Brahma, because I'm evil to the core.
She's been asked before. That's her cut and paste answer.
Rhetorical, sort of rhetorical question.
Like, come on, stupid, you know why I'm evil to the core. Why are we even discussing this?
Yeah, it's like, do you know me? Have we met?
I told you I consulted a Japanese lawyer, and he told
me
that I was a victim. I also went to the local police. The police sometimes come to see me. I am still sad because there are so many victims who paid for the fees or who do not pay for the fees. Maybe the hackers will steal victims' identity to do money laundering. Who knows? Thank you so much. I will do what you said with regard. So I respond, and then we will finish this for the evening. Very good. Give them what they ask for, which should be the records of your transfers. Do not insist that people you sent money to were officials or worked for the government. If they ask, you will say that they were from the United Nations military, etc. Do not insist that they were. You will tell them you now realize they were scammers. This process should not ask you for any money or fees or anything of the sort. If they do, before you send anything, show it to me. Do not tell people you deal with online that you are doing this. I'm afraid, as has happened to you in the past, you will tell the wrong person, and they will pose as somebody from Western Union and try to scam you. You should be able at this point, you should, to see how a professional Western Union is in correspondence with you versus the scammers you dealt with in the past who pretended to be officials. Notice the correct spelling. The use of a capital I instead of lowercase I. The lack of threats.
If I name names that are people that I feel that are scammers and you should be aware of, don't CC them.
Oh, my God.
And I write,
dummy up, eat it. Don't tell the
dummy
whole world.
Dummy up, used him.
Good luck. And she thanks me and I say, you're welcome. And we will end it there.
Wow.
For this evening.
This is almost... This
Told
is,
you we got good stuff coming.
Yeah, this is... I mean, this is a huge breakthrough. I mean...
Slow down.
No, I mean,
you know,
not for her. I mean, the fact that there's actually somebody that she can address her loss of money to who might actually be able to remunerate her for some of it.
This is huge. This is legit.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I don't know. She won't believe
that. I didn't think she'd ever see any dollars ever again from everything
she
lost.
Well, she might not. But at least this is a real course of action.
Really?
She's
I know.
She now sees, not that it matters,
what professionals look like. And they're not asking her for money.
Right.
They're not telling you your money's in some fucked bank, and we just need some fees for you to do this. And they're not run on sentences. They're legitimate websites, which I am walking her through the process.
Yeah.
Will she take those steps?
Oh, I mean, that's why we do the show.
To find out.
To find out, Joe.
I know. That's a will she take these steps?
I think this is huge.
Will she call them assholes?
You don't think this is huge, Joe?
It depends. It depends.
She's like, got my guidance from the start.
But I understand. But will she take the action on that?
Or will she do something stupid again?
You know? Because you got to remember something. She has moments of clarity and moments of insanity. That's great.
So do you. We invite you back every week.
I understand that. So we'll find out what the hell I'm up to. You know?
No good, I'm sure.
But still, you know, yeah, it's big. I guess if she takes advantage of
I think it's real light at the end of the tunnel. It's someplace positive where she can focus her energies.
Yes, instead of talking to all these fake agencies and fake people who are, you know, these bad white, so-called white knights.
Meanwhile,
you know?
She could turn around again, deal with them, and tell them that you're wrong and they're real.
Yeah, let's just hope she stays on her
and
meds.
And it's not like, well, you know, are you just guessing it? No, it's happened.
Jesus Christ, about four or five different times. Well, this hasn't happened before.
Well, but I mean, like her, like not listening to your advice,
sounding like she's going to.
All right, then more of my. It could happen in this case. You know, not saying it will, but it could happen because I think she's a schizophrenic.
I think this is a major addition to the story.
All right.
I do too.
I'll agree.
We are finally going in a new direction.
There's almost light at the end of the tunnel.
And I'm not entertaining her nonsense anymore.
Right. You're just being very straightforward and like, oh, I'm not going to go back.
Well, when she sends you this whole three-page thing and you go, because they're fake.
I know.
Without an explanation because, and the funny thing is like, well, you're just saying they're fake. Why don't you explain more? I have. In detail.
Ad nauseum. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so, yeah.
No, so it's like now you're down to, I mean, because you've said everything there is to say.
Yes.
And so it's now just cut to the chase.
I'm not even correcting her that I wasn't a scam victim.
Yeah. What would be the point?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like, really, you just have to, like, pick your battles.
She'd probably argue with you about
she
it,
would.
Depending on her
mood. I don't have that type. I've clearly moved on from Anne.
Yeah.
But isn't that nice that I'm still trying to help her?
Yes, it is nice.
Because we need content, stupid.
No.
Don't set up yourself for a parade.
No. I don't like parades, but if anyone deserves one, it should be me.
Well, what's all this confetti around here from?
It came out of my ass.
I heard a boom.
You wanted pyrotechnics.
I was wondering what brown confetti looked like.
Oh, well, that's where it is. That's what it is. Look around.
What's
really
our tally?
Well, we had 22, Mr. Davin.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, yeah. That's I think that's a record.
We don't know. Yeah, I don't know if that's
People
a record, but
know.
That's
we
up there,
know.
Man. I mean, I thought I was really reaching when I said 10. Holy crap. And then we had no brown cotton. Except for what he expelled out of his ass with the confetti.
Mm-hmm.
And no fuck yous, which is surprising.
Yeah, really?
But,
it wasn't a fuck you type of note?
It wasn't. No, she wasn't talking to her scammer. She was talking to you and to actual people. Actual, you know, upstanding citizens. So she didn't have a lot of fuck you to throw around tonight. We'll make more than make up for it.
So who won?
So nobody.
All a bunch of losers.
All a bunch of losers. Sorry, gang.
Well, listen, I feel good. I feel good.
I feel good about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all not going to be negative Nellies like Joseph.
I just have a feeling that she's going to be able to keep it together.
We'll see. We'll see what the position is at the end of next week's show.
Cowboy.
Backwards cowgirl.
What?
Backwards cowgirl. What?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Position. Not your favorite, clearly.
I don't know what backwards cowgirl is.
It's sitting. The guy is lying down. The girl turns around and faces her butt towards his face.
Yeah, isn't that cowboy?
No, it's cowgirl. Backwards cowgirl.
Oh, I don't know.
depends who you're dancing with. What do you want me to fucking tell you?
Well, if there's a boy on top, it's Cowboy, I guess. I don't know.
All right. We'd like to thank Sensei Russ Fridico for his continued support of this show.
What an awkward segue that was. Yeah, but late. Thank you, Russ.
We got the Afterbirth show to do, so yes. Don't let you leave. We're going to be talking about Michael Jackson. So nobody should leave. But we do want to thank Russ. Thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Russ. Sensei.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event. This is a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidespitting Productions, Solner, Davin of Davin's Den. Dan, we have a show coming up soon, correct?
Friday, Joe, and I'll tell you more about that in a few minutes.
All right, stay tuned. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more, call them. 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out, and you deserve Portobello.
Barnyard Lane Sign Company is excited to be part of the Davin's Den crew. They can't wait for Joe, Davin, and Pip, that's me, and all of you to join them out for a crazy fun paint and sip night. Who's in? Create custom wood signs with a totally custom sayings. Never an upcharge or a cover charge. Come with your group to one of their three locations in Farmingdale, New York, including Starkey Brothers Garden Center, KGI Design Group, and the Nutty Irishman. Celebrate a birthday, host a shower, or just get out with the girls and some wine. Their evenings are super fun, their staff is uber friendly, and everyone leaves with a fantastic piece of custom art that they created. Right now, they have a full line of fall and Halloween signs, shower and wedding signs, and of course, don't forget that the holidays are coming up and you can make gifts for friends and family. You can order a sign online for them to make, or for the full effect, join them for a workshop. Check upcoming dates and register today at barnyardlanesignco.com or call 516-420-0013.
KGI Design would like to say hello to all the listeners of Davin's Den. At KGI, they start all new relationships in life and in business by simply saying hello. Their company, KGI Design Group, a certified New York State woman-owned design and marketing firm located in Farmingdale, New York, will make that happen for you. Their currently all-female professional crew at KGI will enhance your brand to research your customers. To reach your customers by crafting a voice that stands out amid the noise. What is your company's persona? Bold, provocative, daring, conservative, classy, or down-to-earth? Not a problem. Your message will be clear, recognizable, and consistent with KGI. Their 25 years of expertise in strategy and design development for print, digital, and web will make sure all the bits within your marketing come together. Give them a call today, 516-420-0013, to say hello. Make your ideal customers theirs. Find them at the web, kgidesigngroup.com. Follow them and like them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Add the hashtag /sayhello and /Davin's Den to receive a special surprise. Also, we're getting into late fall. How are you making out? Was that PowerPoint presentation developed? That trade show booth designed? The sales brochure completed? We're almost at the end of the year. Relax. KGI Design Group is here to keep you cool. They can handle your design and marketing needs and keep you in front of your clients with an email marketing, social media campaign, and a strategy to make your branding cohesive. Visit them, kgidesigngroup.com, and mention Davin's Den for a free one-hour marketing consultation.
Sidesplitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. Actually, no, that's a lie. We're just doing comedy these days. Go to davincomedy.com. Email us. We'll hook you up. I mean, I can give you Santa. Joe will show up. That'll be nice, too. davincomedy.com. Email us or call 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094.
Please listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com.
HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m., check out the Richter Observatory. It's a great classic rock music program that you'll enjoy. That's HudsonRiverRadio.com.
No, I won't.
God damn it.
I want polka music. What's this noise?
What are you, an audience member from your show to say?
Move on.
And listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com, the Richter Observatory.
There you go. I will be...
There you go. Now I can do my plug.
That's right. My turn.
Are you done talking? Now I can talk.
Come on.
There you go.
Richter Observatory. Come on.
You heard it every week. If you're not tuning in, fuck it.
Come on.
Go fuck yourselves.
I will be at the Brokerage Comedy Club this Thursday at 8 p.m. Go to governors.com and then go to Brokerage for tickets and information. On Friday, I will be at the Broadway Comedy Club, 10:15 show, 318 West 53rd Street, New York. Dial 212-757-2323 for reservations and information.
All right. Busy week for me. Had a show today. That was great. Had this tonight. That was good. So tomorrow, Sidespinning Productions presents a show at Andiamo in Haworth, New Jersey. I am told they're sold out. But you never know. Sometimes people cancel, so you can still show up. But I'm told they're sold out. So that's in Haworth, New Jersey. That's going to star Kevin Bartini, Joe Fernandez, and Eric Scott. For tickets, call 201-384-1551. 201-384-1551. Thursday, October 24th, Sidespinning Productions has a great show in Newburgh, New York, at the River Grill, starring Pole Lyons, Sheba Mason, yes, Jackie's daughter, and Sam Musman. For tickets, call 845-561-9444, 845-561-9444. Here's the thing. We are my wife is coming out of retirement to run this show.
What?
Yep. She has not run a show in many a year.
Oh, man.
I offered Pip, but Pip said no.
No, sorry. I was busy.
No, you don't sound busy.
What? Okay.
You don't sound busy. You could have done it. I was going to.
Sound busy.
You don't sound busy.
What? I have a lot going on. Yeah.
Not much. I was supposed to be there, but I'm not going to be there. Because on Thursday, October 24th, I'll be part of a great show in Princeton, New Jersey at Catch a Rising Star, starring me, Ryan Mayer, Kevin Israel, Gerald Benford, Reverend Bob Levy, and Mike Schwartz. And we're raising money for a great fellow, Mike Tomasino. You guys, I really want you to go out. None of us are taking any money for this. It's all going to him. He was in a medically induced coma. He's out now.
Wow.
He doesn't have insurance. He's a great guy. He runs. He's the manager at Catch a Rising Star in Princeton. Makes the audience feel great. He's great to the comics. Hope you guys, if you guys are in Jersey, go out to that show, 609-987-8018. Friday, October 25th, I'll be in Oakland, New Jersey at Portobello Banquets, Joe.
There you go, Portobello.
What?
I'll be with Ryan Mayer and Greg Radin. For tickets, call 201-337-8990, 201-337-8990, extension 2. That's going to be a good time. And Saturday, October 26th, I'm going to be in Brick, New Jersey at the Elk Club. For tickets, call 732-233-8873. Lots of comedy this week. No excuse for you guys not to be coming out. We're going to do the Afterbirth show. Oh, technology permitting. In about 5 minutes or so, we'll talk about Michael Jackson's show on Broadway. Thank you guys for listening. We had some tech issues tonight. Thank you guys for letting us know.
Thanks for hanging in.
Thanks for hanging in. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening, and we'll see you real quick.
Bye-bye.
Facebook. Got to go to Facebook. Davin's Den, Facebook.